Monday, Melody Hobson. And Melody is president of Ariel Investment, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, she's a regular financial contributor and analyst for CBS News, CBS.com, and every Monday on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Good morning, Melody.
Good morning.
When I read this story last week, I couldn't wait to talk to you on Monday because I knew you have to clear this up. Aetna announced last week that it was withdrawing from Obamacare.
Not totally. They're withdrawing in 11 of the 15 states where they're doing business. So I get it. There are a lot of states where they're dropping out. And it runs the gamut of everything from Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Kentucky, Missouri, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, and Texas. So I know that's a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot. And if you're coming by Aetna, and you're in one of these states, they drop you? I thought that's the thing Obamacare insured, that they can't drop you. I thought that was what it was.
Well, they can't. They insured that you'll be insured, not necessarily by any particular company. This is after we've seen two other companies do this. Humana made an announcement. They were pulling out of 1,200 counties next year. And we also saw United Healthcare announce that they would be exiting most of the Obamacare exchanges in 2017. So that these are three big companies that are dropping out. And you would say, why? And they say they're losing money. That's the bottom line. So Aetna specifically said they lost $430 million in individual policies since it started participating in the Affordable Care Act exchanges in January of 2014. So more or less, they're saying they're losing, you know, a couple hundred million dollars a year, and they can't afford it. And they
because people are sicker than they thought they were going to be?
That's exactly right. They said almost 1,838,000 people in the exchanges that they cover are sicker and costlier than they had initially anticipated. So
what does this mean about Obamacare now? What is this? I don't understand.
Is it because not as many young people signed up for
that's
this?
That's exactly what they were expecting, younger and healthier people to also sign up, which would offset the sicker people who are costlier. So that's one of the issues that they said they've been experiencing. But never fear, really, this is really important to underscore. You will still be covered. And that's something that the Health and Human Services is making very, very clear. So what is going to happen now is a large majority of states will continue to have multiple insurers participating in their Affordable Care Act exchanges next year. The impact of these recent moves is going to be most acutely affected in rural areas, particularly in the South. In the South, you're going to have a situation where one in four counties will end up having just one insurer on the exchange next year. But most of those counties are really sparsely populated, so relatively few people will be affected. So a few states, Alabama, Alaska, Oklahoma, and South Carolina, are expected to have just one insurer for the entire state in 2017. But if you live in a big city or densely populated area, you will have several insurer options on the exchange.
Okay.
And
so if I've got Obamacare,
you will not be without an insurer. That's, you know, some of the rural areas will only have one, four states will only have one insurer, but most other places will have multiple choices.
Okay. That's what I was worried about. Okay.
Yeah.
And will we see other companies come in as a result of just is hoping to get some of this business despite?
It's not clear. The big question has been, will premiums or rates go up for people because these companies are dropping out? And it's interesting, the Department of Health and Human Services reported that 85% of Obamacare plan members received some kind of tax credit or subsidy and paid only $4 extra per month in 2016. So they're saying because of so much subsidy that's out there, people should not expect some huge jump in their cost.
All right. More about this on Black America. Yes, go ahead.
I was going to say, last thing is, you know, this period to re-enroll starts on November 1. So you want to watch this very carefully and be informed. Healthcare.gov has a lot of the information.
All right. And more about this on BlackAmericaWeb.com. Thanks, Melody. Money Mondays.
Thanks.